And Jeff Field just joins us in the studio to run us through the not news. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning again, Tess. Well, not the news could be very appropriate for this particular segment because my voice is rapidly going downhill. I contracted a cold and it sounds like I've got razor blades in my throat, so I apologise to the listeners.
I feel
so
like,
not the
yes.
news, maybe not the news.
Okay, that's all right. We'll
even more confusing.
On.
Because, you know, if you haven't heard this segment before, this is the news that has been making news that shouldn't have been making news. And we usually finish off with something that didn't make the news.
But should have.
But should have. Does that make sense?
I mean, I'm with you because I've heard it being said a few times.
This is for new listeners.
I feel like if you hadn't heard that being said before, you would be very lost.
Okay, well, here's something that got too much traction, in my opinion. Mosquito experts debunk the biggest myths about why the insects bite some people more than others.
Okay.
And why drinking beer won't protect you.
Oh, okay. I'm on board with this because I am the first one at any barbecue to get eaten alive by mozzies.
Well, Tess, I never get bitten. Jason, my partner, gets absolutely attacked. They swarm. They know when he's coming. They just like... It's like a pack of mosquitoes descend on Jason.
Yep, that's me.
So that's like you. Well, with summer just around the corner, many Australians are gearing up to confront one of the season's big annoyances, as you well know, mosquitoes. Now, we've had an expert, Dr. Cameron Webb from New South Wales Health Pathology, appearing on breakfast television, in all the tabloids, dispelling some of the myths about... mosquitoes and how to keep them away. He says bananas, Vegemite and beer are three home remedies thought to reduce the chances of being bitten by mozzies, but none of them work. I had no idea any of those worked.
Neither.
Had you heard that before?
No, I use Aragard.
Yeah. That's what I would have said. Listen to my voice. That's what I would have said too. He said changing the smell of your body is the main way people believe food and drink can repel mosquitoes. But Dr. Webb said nothing you eat or drink can ward off the bugs.
Good.
Dr. Webb revealed there was even research that suggests drinking beer makes you more attractive to the insects. However, the theory that some people get bitten more than others is definitely true, and there's little that can be done about it. He doesn't actually explain. Oh, here we go.
He does explain.
I found it. Here it is, Tess.
I'm ready.
Wear long sleeve shirts and use insect repellent.
Aragard!
There we go. So there's a story that got a lot of attention, particularly on the TV breakfast shows and in the tabloid press. So did we learn anything from that?
No. Nothing.
All right.
Sorry. I learnt that Vegemite, people are putting Vegemite on themselves to get rid of mozzies.
Let's get on to a much more serious subject. Burgers.
Right.
A small burger chain based in Brisbane say they're under attack from one of the biggest fast food chains in the world, McDonald's. Now, according to a spokesman from Burger Urge in Brisbane, which was established by two brothers, the local restaurants launched a big pack burger earlier this month, which caught the attention of McDonald's. The brothers who started Burger Urge, Sean and Colby Carthew, say they've been issued with a cease and desist for their newly launched alpaca burger, requesting the food item be pulled from menus by Friday.
Alpaca burger.
Yeah.
That's where I'm stuck, but okay.
Yep. Apparently, I'll show you the picture.
Looks like a burger.
Now, this is radio, but to me it looks like a Big Mac.
It's a burger.
Yeah, a burger. Anyway, so McDonald's are furious and they're threatening legal action. Cease and desist. Well, that's the first step in legal action. And this has been like headline news up in Brisbane.
Okay.
I didn't run it here at 2SER.
I'm devastated.
Which dovetails into another story about Bunnings.
Bunnings. This one I know. Oh, I know where you're going with this one.
Well, Bunnings has introduced a new safety measure to their iconic sausage sizzle, and the change has Australians bewildered. Now, Chief Operating Officer at Bunnings, Debbie Poole, has confirmed that the serving procedure will change to make sure onion is underneath the snag for occupational health and safety concerns. This is to avoid onion falling off the bread and creating a slippery hazard underneath your feet. But here's where it gets more interesting.
Okay, all right.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked about the issue while in Singapore for the Asian talks.
Did he
with
say
world leaders?
True
and
blue,
guess
mate?
What he said?
True blue, cobber.
Fair dinkum. No,
fair dinkum.
The quote. Whether the onions are on top or underneath, I'll always be buying sausages on bread, Mr. Morrison said. So he was actually stopped by journalists. I wonder what the foreign journalists thought.
That we're nuts, which they already think, I feel.
I pretty much think that. So we've gone from burgers to sausages. And look, I know a lot of people love the sausage sizzle, and but really bringing it up at a world summit.
It's a bit much. I mean, onion under the sausage is objectively wrong, but...
I find the whole idea of... So what? Are they saying... Can you explain to me, Tess?
Uh-oh.
Are they saying that if the onion falls out of the sausage sandwich, you could slip over on the onion?
Yes, although my problem with this... Yeah, I know.
Really?
Maybe I'm just... haven't nailed how to eat a snag in bread.
You hold it tight.
The bottom always splits on me. I always wind up losing sauce or something at the bottom of the bread.
Yeah, tomato sauce all over your hands and yuck.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know.
Are we really talking about
this? I'm sitting back and questioning my life choices right now, Jeff.
This is not the news. All right, let's finish on something, that I haven't heard reported, but very disturbing, and I think we can link it to a certain man.
Uh-oh.
I'll let you decide who that man is. Hate crimes in the US have risen by a massive 17%.
17.
In the last year, law enforcement agencies reported that 7,175 hate crimes were committed last year. The report found the surge especially affected Black and Jewish Americans. Of the reported attacks, 2013 were aimed at African Americans and 938 were against Jewish Americans. The acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who took over from Jeff Sessions, who was sacked the day after the midterm elections, has called the report a call to action and condemned the offences as despicable violations of our core values as Americans.
Oh.
All I'm going to say is that maybe he needs to have a chat with a few of his mates.
17% increase. That is insane.
Yep. I think it's, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
I think that man has made it more easy to do these sort of things, in my opinion.
I think that's an opinion that you would share with quite a few people, to be honest.
And that is not the news, and I'm going to gargle right now.
All right,
because
go.
I don't want to inflict this on the listeners any longer.
Go chug some tea. Thanks, Jeff. You put that on. Jeff Fields with the not news for another week, getting you through some things that you've been making headlines. Maybe not necessarily for the best reasons. Yes, the great debate, does onion go under the snag at the Bunnings sausage sizzle? I think the universal answer is no, but hey... apparently that's the new standard. This is the world we live in these days.